Chapter 2. Conrad. Dinner the first night was always a big seafood soup. Susanna put it in the middle of the table, and we all filled our bowls again and again. We ate it with lots of bread, and Susanna and my mother always had red wine. But tonight, there were wine glasses for everyone.
I think that you're all old enough now, Susanna said, laughing.
It's a special night. It's the first night of summer. Conrad drank his wine quickly. He said,
It's not the first night of summer, Mom.
Oh, yes, it is.
Summer doesn't start until our friends arrive.
Susanna smiled, touching Conrad's hand. But Dad isn't here, Conrad said, moving his hand away.
When is Mr. Fisher coming? I asked.
Susanna always told me to call him Adam, but I couldn't do it. It didn't sound right. He had an important job in a bank, and he had to work a lot. He usually came to the beach house on weekends, and he brought chocolates and flowers for Susanna. Susanna loved flowers. Conrad thought that his dad was the best, but I thought that he was a bit of a jerk. I never had anything to say to Mr. Fisher. It was better without him there, when it was just us.
Oh, Belly. He'll be here in a few weeks. He has too much work, Susanna replied.
Conrad filled his glass with more wine and finished it in 2 seconds. It looked like he drank a lot now. After dinner, I stayed downstairs on the couch, and Conrad did too. He sat there playing his guitar with his head down. He started playing guitar in middle school, and he was really good. But Conrad was good at everything. He was the best football player in his school until he stopped this year. Jeremiah still played, but he wasn't as good as Conrad.
Is Aubrey still your girlfriend? I asked, trying not to sound interested.
He kept playing his guitar. No, she isn't. She dumped me, he said in a moody voice.
I couldn't believe it.
She dumped you? I said. I was very interested now. Who was this girl? Suddenly, I wanted to know more about her.
Why did she do that?
Conrad put down his guitar and looked away. I changed. She didn't like me after that.
You changed?
He shrugged. Maybe. I don't know. Everybody changes. You did.
When we're at the beach house and I can't sleep, I go to the pool. It's dark and quiet at night, but I love it there. I swim and swim until I feel tired. Then I climb back into bed with wet hair, tired and happy.
You sleep so well after you've been in the water. It's like no other feeling.
2 summers ago, Susanna found me down there, and some nights she swam with me. At that time, she was sick with cancer. We didn't talk. We just swam together. But it was special to have her there. That first night of the summer, I couldn't sleep. I lay in bed for a while, then I got up and went to the pool. It was my first night swim of the summer. I swam up and down the pool 4 times, but then I touched something with my leg. I looked up and saw that it was Conrad. He was sitting by the pool with his feet in the water. He was watching me, and he was smoking a cigarette and drinking a beer. I stayed under the water up to my neck. I was wearing an old bikini. It was too small for me now, and I did not want him to see me in it.
When did you start smoking? I asked.
And what are you doing here?
Conrad laughed.
I loved it when he laughed.
Which question do you want me to answer first?
I swam to the side of the pool and held onto it.
The second one?
I couldn't sleep, so I went for a walk, he said.
That wasn't true. He was here to smoke.
How did you know that I was here?
I wanted to know.
You always swim out here at night, Belly. He put the cigarette to his mouth again.
He knew that I swam at night?
I thought that it was my special secret.
Okay, fine. When did you start smoking?
I don't know. I started last year, maybe.
Smoking is so bad for you. You should stop, Conrad. I know that you can.
Conrad could do anything.
What will you give me if I quit?
He asked, smiling.
Suddenly, the air felt different. There was a spark between us. I felt it all over my body.
It was a long time before I spoke.
Nothing, I said, swimming away from him. You should stop because you want to.
You're right, he said.
And everything was normal again. He threw his cigarette on the ground.
Good night, Belly.
I lay in the water and smiled. Conrad was different this summer. But I felt the same when I was with him. I will always feel the same about Conrad. I will always love this boy.